Benefits and all, it's the Burns Benefit Plan at Burns Chevrolet.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Emily, looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me.
That was Brad Paisley, the dad you didn't have to be, right? There you go. So as we celebrate Father's Day, we know that for some, this is a, like Mother's Day, it's a tough time if you're without maybe your parent, but we certainly have granddads and uncles and cousins and other father figures in our life that fill that role as well. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. On this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, we're looking at 838, 70 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. It is Friday. It's time for us to check in with our friends with the York County Library System. We have Stacey Williams joining us, and good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
All right, Stacey, the library, I understand, is starting to reopen back in phases, and kind of walk us through what that plan looks like.
Yes, correct. Although our library locations are physically closed to the public, we are now offering curbside pickup services at all five of our locations.
Okay, and so what does that look like? So what does that mean?
Okay, we have our virtual library where you can check out all of our digital offerings that we have. But with curbside pickup services, you can go online, check out books that you may have on hold, and you can either call us or check out the items online. And what you do, once those items are ready, we'll send you an email notification or we'll call you and say, hey, what time do you plan to come by? And just let us know and we'll roll those books out to you on a cart in curbside pickup bags. And we also are offering take and make kits. So we want to make sure that everyone is getting those physical books that they've missed so much while we've been closed.
Well, we hear so often, Stacey, about the summer slide between when school gets out in the summer and when school begins in early fall, about yes. We don't want that slide to happen. And given what COVID-19 did to the end of school for the 2019-2020 year, having a good book in your hand is going to be so more important than ever before this summer.
Yes, it is. And actually right now we just kicked off a few weeks ago our Imagine Your Story Summer Learning Challenge. So that's another great way for the community to keep reading. Our goal for this summer is to reach 5 million minutes.
That's good. Well, we can certainly get there. I know a lot of folks are going on vacation and they always bring a good book with them. My family alone, I think they read about 7 books in a week. So we'll contribute to that as well. We're speaking with Stacey Williams with the York County Library System. So Stacey, the phased approach opening. So this is phase one, correct?
Phase one actually began back in May. Phase one involved opening our outside book drops. So if you have any items still checked out, please return those to our outside book drops. Those are open 24/7 and staff are emptying those items daily. And what we're doing is taking those books and quarantining them for 72 hours before checking them back in.
Gotcha. So now
we are actually in phase two now, which is the curbside pickup services.
Okay. And then phase three would be the opening of some of the branches, or is that still undetermined at this point?
We still do not have date for phase three, but what phase three would involve would be reopening to the public. Of course, it would be offering just, you know, limited services such as just coming in to browse and pick out items, as well as some of the computer usage. We're still working on a date for when that phase will begin, but of course, always check our social media and our website for the latest updates.
Yes, you guys are very active on social media, and we certainly appreciate that. And it's just great to know when new updates come out. That and the website are great resources. Our friends on Maine, Books on Maine, they have reopened
yes.
as well.
They have recently reopened it. They are actually operating on limited hours as well. They're open Thursday through Saturday this week from 12 to 4 p.m.
Okay, gotcha. All right, as always, check out a good book or video or music or whatever else you can from the York County Library System. Follow them on social media. Check out their website. Stacy Williams, you guys keep us all, well-educated, and we certainly appreciate it. And you have a great Friday.
Thank you.
All right, Stacy, take care.
You too.
All right.